One of the two newest members of the Blues organization is the new head coach for the Peoria Rivermen. He's Jared Bednar, and he joins us here on the Verizon Wireless Hockey Night on KMOX. Coach, welcome into the show. Welcome to the Blues organization. How you doing?
Doing really good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Jared, you and I chatted a little bit earlier today, and I appreciate you coming on our Verizon Wireless Hockey Night. For the fans out there, I'll give them a real quick background. Jared, a playing career that spent a lot of time in the East Coast Hockey League and parlayed that into basically a coaching career that now has you as a head coach in the American Hockey League. How did you get to where you are at now?
Well, like you said, I played the bulk of my career down in South Carolina, Charleston to be exact, in the ECHL. And there was a smooth transition. One of my later years there playing as a player assistant coach, our assistant coach moved up into the head job and offered me his position. And so I did that and went into that position for about 5 years and then became the head coach for another two. Last year made my way out in the American Hockey League to Abbotsford as an assistant coach, and now obviously just recently being named the head coach of the Rivermen, so I'm really looking forward to that.
So what's it like playing hockey in South Carolina? It's got to be a little... My parents used to own a place in Myrtle Beach. It's fun to go to South Carolina, but when I go there, I don't think hockey. It's hot.
It is hot. It's scorching here right now. I'll tell you what, though, the fans down here are passionate about their hockey. There's just not as many of them as you would like, but they do enjoy the game and have become very knowledgeable about the game. But it's a little bit different than growing up in Saskatchewan. That's where I'm from.
I would imagine so.
Well, we were just joking with David Perron about working out outside in the weather here because he's from the Montreal area. You probably got that for a good number of years.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you got to be real careful this time of the year when the humidity's up near 100% and it's almost 100 degrees out. You want to spend as little time as outside as possible.
Now, Jared, I understand that you actually played for the former Maple Leaf, Rick Vive. What was that all? How was that all?
Yeah, he ended up, I started my pro career in Huntington, West Virginia. Actually, that's where I met my wife. Rick Vive traded for me to bring me down to South Carolina, and to believe it or not, at the time I was disappointed, and I look back on it now, and he probably did me a huge favor by bringing me down here, and it was excellent. I got into the Maple Leafs organization just briefly as a player 1 year in St. John's, Newfoundland after that, and I mean, Rick was a big supporter and helped push me up to play in the American League level. And then also, he became a friend of mine and helped me get into coaching really at this level. And he hired my former partner down here. So it was a good thing for me to get noticed by Rick, no question about it.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, you want to become a head coach at each level, and you're getting the opportunity now at the AHL level. But what was... what attracted you to the Blues organization?
Well, I guess, I was looking at a few of the jobs that were open, and I got studying and talking to people in the hockey world, and everyone had very complimentary things to say about the organization, about how classy it is and the people involved in the hockey department. So that was the first thing. And then I looked for a team that was an up-and-coming team that had a lot of youth, that was going to have a certain youthful energy and enthusiasm in the game. And I like to have fun in this game, and I want people around me to have fun as well. It starts with a very strong work ethic and then just should carry over. It's all about, for me, it's about developing players to be the best they can be and winning at the same time. And I've had some success with a younger group of players, so that was what I know, that's what I'd done in the past, and that's what I was kind of looking for, and St. Louis and the Peoria seemed to be a great fit.
Jared, are you excited about the prospects of really, when you coach in the American Hockey League, in a lot of ways your team is pretty much provided for you, where you can focus so much more on coaching versus in the East Coast Hockey League, where you're also playing the role of general manager and you've got to go find guys?
I really enjoyed it last year. I'll tell you what, the coaching part of it is the fun part of it. When you when you see players having success. I mean, the recruiting becomes rewarding in the East Coast Hockey League when you're selling your team and you're selling your city and you're selling yourself as a coach, and guys end up coming to you, and then you're able to deliver on the promises that you made them over the phone. It becomes rewarding. But I'll tell you what, it's sitting on the phone all summer long trying to convince players to come is not something that I'm going to miss. I like to try and spend as much time with my family now in the off season, because as you know, when you get going in the regular season and playoffs, you spend a lot of time at the rink, and sometimes it's easy to neglect your family and kids and that. So in the summertime, I try to devote as much time as I can to them.
Well, despite being about as far apart geographically as you could have from South Carolina to Alaska, unless there had been a team out on Hawaii, had you established much of a relationship with Davis Payne while coaching in the East Coast Hockey League?
You know what? Just occasional conversations. Early in my coaching career, he was just next door in Florence, South Carolina. And then when he went out to Alaska, we didn't talk or see as much of him as we had in the early days with me coaching. So, but I have spoken with him on occasion. He's a very classy guy and handles himself real well. And as you can see, he's done a great job both in Alaska and the ECHL, and then again in Peoria, and now he's with the Blues. So it's always a good thing when you see guys come out of the ECHL and do so well. It just, I think it opens the door and paves the way for other guys like myself and young guys that are trying to come up and make their mark in the American Hockey League.
Our stat of the week last week dealt with the fact that basically all but about six coaches in the National Hockey League now at some point in time were a head coach in the American Hockey League, and that's important. But there's quite a coaching tradition down there in the East Coast Hockey League, isn't there? I mean, you've got Brophy, who was just down the road from you in Hampton Roads. You've got, obviously, Rick Vai was there at one point in time, and John Marks. I mean, there's quite a good coaching history and quite a good amount of guys to learn from while you're going to grooming down there, isn't there?
It certainly is, and it's a league that shares a lot of information. It is very competitive, but at the same time, the teams themselves and coaches share a ton of information, and it's a little bit more laid back. So you get to know your peers on a personal level, and it's a good way to start because everyone's willing to help you and in any way they can. And I know that moves up the chain as well, but it does get more competitive every level you go up on the way to the National Hockey League. So it's a good place to start. And like you said, you have a good mix of older coaches that have been around. They're really knowledgeable. And then a lot of young kids coming in and trying to learn from those guys. And I tell you what, there's been some great coaches that have come out of that league. And there's still some great coaches down there, and they work hard all the time. It's a fun place to get started, that's for sure.
We're talking with Jared Bednar. He is the new head coach of the Peoria Rivermen. He'll be charged with the job of developing Blues prospects 3 hours over the Illinois side of the river in Peoria. And, Jared, one last question for you here. You mentioned a little bit earlier on, there's a very fine balance between developing guys and giving them the opportunity to learn and make mistakes while still trying to win. How do you get to that balance?
Well, I think it's, starts out with building relationships with these guys and getting to know them and getting to know exactly what they want and how they see themselves getting there, and then helping them any way they can, both personally and then also as a group. And it starts with dedication and commitment. And once you see, with the young team, you're going to have your growing pains and you're going to make your mistakes early on, but you try to make sure you're pointing out all their positives and negatives so they learn from both. And as they get a clear picture and figure out how to prepare to be a good pro and on a shift-to-shift basis and a period-to-period basis, they become more consistent. And once they start seeing the success that they can have when they do that, then it's hard to hold them back, and you see a lot of improvement out of young teams, and that's why it's so exciting. And you just try and build confidence in them and help them any way you can, and that's the job of the staff to make sure you're not letting anything slip, and And I look forward to the challenge. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of good young players coming out of junior and college, and there's also a group of returning players that are exciting and young and just, you know, a couple years into their pro career. So it's I think there'll be a good mix in Peoria there this year, and like I said, we're looking forward to doing both, developing and also winning at the same time.
Well, we look forward to seeing you here in St. Louis before too long. Thank you so much for your time, Jared.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate
it. You got to enjoy the summertime with the family instead of on the phone. That's a good thing. Hockey Night, Verizon Wireless Hockey Night continues next up. Pam's Chicago Chicago Style Hot Dogs and More brings you Panger's Picks coming up next. Easy for me to say.
From the deepest, darkest regions of the late night Savannah comes the car.